Hi, this is Sean Gale. You're on the road with Dane on WGN. Come on,
baby, don't you wanna go? 720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicago, which is not the most exciting place, obviously, in the city, but on the line with us, honored to have a guy who played 12 seasons in the NFL and 11 as a Pro Bowl safety for the mighty Chicago Bears and part of the mightiest Bears team of all time, maybe the mightiest in all of the NFL, and reached immortality as part of the shuffling crew for the Super Bowl shuffle, the one and only number 23, Sean Gale. Welcome to WGN.
It's good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you on. I've got to share a little bit of history. I'm sure you won't remember any of it, but you were actually, I think, my first sort of, you know, sports celebrity interview that I had ever done. It was something related to Sports Channel and down at Grant Park, and Steve Cashel was there. I actually got a chance to, this was, you know, beyond his playing days, but Bob Avellini was also there. It might have been 1997, and you were absolutely awesome. So thank you for doing that so many years ago. I didn't get a chance to thank you till now.
Well, Dane, thank you for remembering. You got a pretty good memory. I'm sure it serves you well.
You know, when you think about this and so many, you know, great experiences that you had with the Bears with the last handful of years, the best thing about a Bears game was maybe the tailgate, right? Maybe the food and some of the ways you could enjoy it on the food side. And for you, you know, personally, as, you know, you were playing with the Bears, and of course, Ohio State known for their great fan base on the college football side, so many great tailgates. So now that you're past the playing days and getting an opportunity to kind of sit back, enjoy some of the accoutrements on the food side of football, what is it? What does a Sean Gale do when he's relaxing, watching a game? What do you have?
Well, I have to say it's a time of day where it's a type of food that you want to be able to enjoy with one hand because you might have a beer in the other hand. I mean, I'm just going to tell you like it is. A lot of players enjoy watching the game and enjoy a nice snack. So for us, you know, that's not really part of the ritual we grew up with because we were usually playing.
Right.
But now that we're out of the game, we have an opportunity to mingle with the fans and spend time watching. You know, it's nothing like a nice burger, chips, some fries, all the different type of recipes that have been passed down through generations of families that have watched a particular team. To me, that's always been fascinating. But it's really something because the menu can be so diversified. Now, I've had the opportunity to spend some time at events in different areas, and there's no really set menu that everyone deviates from. It's just something that someone likes and enjoys cooking, and they make it their signature dish. And so you go from one tent to the next, and you can pretty much find any type of food that you like.
Well, it comes to the grilling side. You certainly see a lot of grilling and on the barbecue side and things happening in a parking lot or around, let's say, Soldier Field. But you go around the country, people, and you mentioned it, people kind of make it their own, right? You know, whatever part of the country it is, you know, there'll be, you know, like a jambalaya or crab boil or lobsters or brisket down in Texas or out in California. Maybe you have maybe some more sensible options, but people enjoy doing it, and they enjoy kind of making it their own, like you said. And of course, you do have to have the beverage, preferably cold, in one hand as well when you're doing it. Now, do you enjoy, of course, you had the best seat in the house right there on the field, but do you enjoy going to the games as much? Because a lot of people that we talk to, you know, not everybody has the greatest seats, and the way that they do it with television now, watching a game at home can be pretty great.
I don't spend much time at the stadiums. I can say that. I do enjoy watching a game from time to time. In fact, it's pretty much my job. I work for one of the networks, so I cover the NFL, so I spend a lot of time watching games. But every once in a while, I get a chance to go to an event and meet the fans pregame and have a chance to sample some of the dishes, and that's always exciting for me. In fact, that's why I'm so incredibly grateful that I've been able to be a part of the taste of the NFL.
It's a big thing. You think about all the food that happens in and around, and of course, the Super Bowl, the biggest celebration in football, probably in sports, you know, taste of the NFL is out there. And so let's talk a little bit about the Kick Hunger Challenge. This is an opportunity for everybody to get involved, right? You don't have to necessarily be out there with a Super Bowl ticket. You can get involved. You can support your team. You can support the food situation and relief organization that is in your area supporting your team. It's Greater Chicago Food Depository for us. But talk about how fans can get involved and support it, go along with you, and stop hunger.
The Taste of NFL's Kick Hunger Challenge, it really pits fans from all 32 NFL teams against each other. It's a friendly competition to help raise money for your favorite NFL team's local food bank. All the proceeds raised, it goes directly to benefit your community. And the Taste of NFL has done such a great time over the years. To date, they've raised upwards of $26 million for food banks and non-profit organizations in all 32 NFL cities. It's really something special. And to be a part of that, you really feel the power of community, realizing that anything that we set our minds to do together, there's really no goal we can't reach. And, you know, there are people out there who just don't have the means to enjoy what we have. And if there's anything that we can do, it's to take a step forward and make a difference in some lives. And I've been very fortunate to be a part of this. And I really enjoy spending time with the organizers because you can really feel their passion. Their passion is the fuel for all of us.
Well, and we've got some great organizations that do incredible work all throughout the year. Greater Chicago Food Depository. KickHungerChallenge.com is the website for that. And it's does it help at all? You know, as a guy who's been a part of the greatest Bears team, certainly the greatest Bears defense, and you see the Bears, I don't want to say resurgent, you don't want to jinx it, but they're giving people a lot of things to get excited about. Does it actually, and you said involved over the years, and your job is to watch football, having the Bears do better, does it make the donations go a little faster as well?
It does, because when the team plays well, everyone's attention is on the team. It's amazing. It's just human nature. Winning makes everything easier, makes everyone happier. And I think it's such a great time right now for the Bear fans, because we've been close before to getting to the Super Bowl. And I don't want to jinx it like you mentioned, but, you know, we have to be realistic that when the team does well, everyone comes out, everyone enjoys it, expectations are high. But I believe in this team. This team seems to rise to the occasion. They have the right pieces in place. It's just a matter of staying healthy and continuing to improve.
Yeah. I mean, they have a lot of the pieces in place. You look at the coaching staff, and just it's kind of like you plug in those right things and then things are hitting on all cylinders, and maybe they're not exactly, you know, where they need to be maybe this year. But I think this is a team that can accomplish great things. I know you agree. For those people that want to, we got kickhungerchallenge.com. We're going to have that up at WGNradio.com as well. And let the listeners know we're talking with Sean Gale. And Sean, is there anything as we let you go, if people, you know, listeners, fans want to follow you and your adventures, social media wise, that you want to share?
I'm just one of the many people that are keeping tabs on the Bears, and I'm so hopeful that they'll continue to improve and win more and more games. And, you know, I'm looking at this upcoming game versus the Vikings. I know it's not going to be easy, but I'm a believer. And I think, as I mentioned, they're doing so well on defense. They're doing so well on offense. They have so many skilled athletes out there. I wish them the best, and I can't wait to see a result that would have me smiling going into the playoffs.
Yeah, it certainly makes it a lot of fun whenever you can kind of couple that fun. Like you said, people get excited about the team. They're excited about things that are going on and excited to help as well. KickHungerChallenge.com. Like I said, we'll have it up. And John, we'll let you get back to doing what you're doing. Thanks so much for everything, for being involved in such a great cause, and, of course, for being such a great player and for jumping on the show today.
Thanks for having me. And again, look up the information, Taste the NFL. It's a great charity. There's a representative from every NFL team, and I'm fortunate enough to represent the Bears there. If you happen to be in Atlanta during the Super Bowl, you can grab a ticket. Come on by and see us. It's a great experience. So many wonderful dishes from all around the United States covering each NFL team. You'll meet a player, get an autograph, and have a great experience eating some fantastic tailgate food.
Yeah, the Super Bowl is always a great time and great food there, and you never know, maybe there'll be more than just you in relation to the Bears there as well. It could be maybe the Bears will be representing, and that's a great road trip, not too far, Atlanta, maybe about 10 hours. So thank you, Sean. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Nate. Take care.